This is The Status Bro.
You take a mortal man and put him in control. Watch him become a god.
Welcome back to The Status Bro, coming to you live from Uptown Dallas, Fort Worth at Tacos and Tequila. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. We are streaming live on RNCN, also at realnewscn.com. And I gotta tell you, man, the never-ending battle continues to do a 100% completely successful remote in a digital era. The shit we put up with is such a pain in the ass. Nothing ever works right. We gotta get connected to this network, and the fucking Ethernet cable doesn't work with this modem, and the Wi-Fi, and oh my god, I just wanna rip my goddamn hair out sometimes. Look, I haven't started to show the rant in a long time, but the frustration is absolutely killing me. Zach and I come out here like a week in advance. I hope you guys know this. We really do. We come out here and we're like, oh, okay, we check it, everything works, everything's good. Yeah, boom, we're excited about it. This time I thought we had every single one of our bases covered. We get here, boom, here we are again. People probably aren't even hearing this right now.
Holy God, Kevin.
There we go.
You feel better, do you? Yeah?
Yes, I do. And you know what? This is a delicate time here in Dallas-Fort Worth, and so I wanted to do a sensitive episode because of all the stuff that's happened, and I want people to know that we're out here because we are not afraid. We love this city. We love everything that's going on here, and I like to think that this was one area of the country that was so unaffected by all the bullshit going on in America, and all of a sudden, boom, it hits home. But still, I want to let everybody know, we love the cops, we love this city, that's why we're here, but we will not talk about it on this show because this is not the place you go to hear about that stuff. This is where you go to take your mind off of that shit. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling. Here is Zach the Youngblood Lewis. Welcome to the Status Bro.
Good Lord. That was a generous rant. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
This is an uncensored show.
You know what? I haven't been fired up in a while, and it is uncensored. We're streaming on the internet. I don't even know if we're actually streaming.
Episode 109, uncensored.
We might not be live. And you know what? I'm not going to censor it.
No. Maybe. Yeah, you don't feel bad.
No, I don't feel bad.
Fuck it.
I don't feel bad at all. No, Zach, you're not allowed to do it. Only I am.
Oh, all right. I see how it is.
I'd love to tell you that I have a ton of stuff planned for today. I did have a ton of stuff planned for today, but it kind of all went a little bit sideways. I wasn't able to pull up everything because of the restrictions we had to deal with and setting up in such a short time. I had a bunch of links, a bunch of stories, a few carryovers from last week. I don't think we got to a single topic I had for last week.
No.
So I'm kind of relying solely on
you,
Zach. Yeah, but you know what? I want to do a service to our listeners. People have probably wondered what happened with me and the girlfriend since last week's episode.
Yeah, what did happen?
All right, so here's what happened. You know, I don't like to mince words.
Well, hold on, let's fill people in. All right, what happened on the air? What brought about this incident?
Do we really
on the
have
air?
To recap it?
Yeah, we got to explain to people that didn't hear episode 108, Kev.
My mom here.
She's Carol Ebeling.
Feel free to pick up a mic.
Thank you so much for coming in. Very sweet of you.
A lot of people would love for you to weigh in on this. It's right there.
Hold on. Kev, and I too would like to know what happened after last week.
All right, so here's what happened. We get on the air, right? Everything's going
Zach's
fine.
Got to tell it. Okay, you tell it.
Kevin's telling a story, and he happens to let slip the name of one of his ex-girlfriends as opposed in lieu of his actual girlfriend's name.
Okay,
now it's a simple mistake.
The way he described it was very confusing. I was telling a story about my lack of sleep pattern. I did a current story, and I mentioned my girlfriend's name, but I mentioned the wrong girl's name.
Yeah, that's a simple mistake. Both women have the same number of letters in their names, same number
counting.
Of consonants and vowels, okay? Both start with the same vowel.
That's why you're my partner.
Both share letters, S, L.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's all there.
Okay,
there's an I sound in both.
But the most important thing to include here in this, and I'm not trying to cut you off, Zach. I really appreciate you there backing me up on that, honestly, is the fact that I on my MacBook, I get my text messages on the computer.
Right.
So I'm always in front of my computer right before the show. And I was messaging this particular individual right before I was telling that story.
Moments before.
It was on the screen in front of me. Obviously, but that's going to land you in some hot water.
Yeah. Now, when it happened, you first thought initially, of course, I'll just go back and make that disappear and edit space.
Yes.
I'll just make that act. Yeah.
Zach is correct. I pride myself on saying I do honest radio. I don't ever lie. I let people know exactly what's going on. I would have gone back on everything I've ever said.
Yep.
Every resolve I've ever had. If she had not happened to be listening live, I would have wiped that off the face of the earth to where she never would have known it existed.
But we were rolling live, and she heard it.
And she heard it, and then I got a text back.
Right. The text was very simple. F you.
The text was very simple.
Yeah, why am I censored? This is uncensored.
Yeah, but still, I mean, come on, we don't need to be gratuitous.
All right, yeah, let's not be crude.
But just for context, I was thinking maybe we'd play our listeners my brother's phone call from last week.
Oh, yeah. The phone call, of course.
So, you know, being very supportive, my brother out in L.A., he listens to the show constantly. He's very good about that. But he called in right after the incident, and here's what he had to say.
John's on the phone. Let's see if he has something.
Oh, is he really?
To say. Yeah, John, what's up?
Oh, man.
I knew he was going to be a dick. I knew it.
Oh.
I've screwed up in all the worst ways. Never done anything like that.
I knew he was going to be a douche.
Oh,
what did
boy.
I even pick up the phone?
Oh.
Say
something, though.
What did I even bring you on for?
What?
Oh, cut out. I forgot. We're having technical problems like a madman.
Yeah.
What did I bring you on for?
Relax.
If I were... Please, I'd be more angry at you spending all that money on a stupid toy. Than I would.
Anyway, John's favorite part about that was you saying, when I said, what do I bring you on for? And Zach says, for laughs.
Yeah, that was my favorite part, too, honestly.
You know,
it's true.
He's calling in to attack me, obviously, but still, you know, for laughs, that's what I brought him on for.
John's
so,
great.
Anyway, in the aftermath of this event, I talked to her, and she's a very level-headed girl, and we have a great relationship together. That's why I hate that this happened. But she basically said, look, I'm not mad, really, that you said it. That's understandable. That kind of stuff, you know, you're on the radio, I get it, it's a mix-up. She goes, but what I'm sick of is our entire lives being on the radio, our personal relationship, everything you do, and my parents can tune in, or anybody I know, and maybe I don't want all of that. Maybe I want a couple of things in our lives that are just for you and me.
She has a good point, Kev.
And she has a good point, but she said, the problem is, I know you're never going to stop. I know that this is something that's not going to go away. You did this before I met you. You're probably going to, no matter what, you're always going to do it. And she's right. But we were able to reconcile everything. You know, it cost me about $150, but I was able to smooth things over. I mean, that's the kind of guy I am. When it comes to this stuff, I'll throw money at it in an instant.
What'd you spend $150 bones on to reconcile this?
Dinner and flowers.
Dinner and flowers?
Yeah.
Where'd you go to dinner?
Hold on, I'm trying to remember the dinner aspect is...
Must have been pretty forgettable,
no,
huh?
the flowers was much more impactful.
Well, yeah, the flowers, come on, the flowers make
that
the
man. That one, I went to an actual florist, picked out an arrangement, and that one hit hard.
Did you really?
Yeah.
You just order online?
Yeah, but it's all mixing together now, because I remember I did that, and then I did a dinner thing, but we also...
Look, the point is you made up, all right?
We
and
made
everything's
up as
fine.
We made up as the point.
Yeah.
So that's pretty much how that ended. Everything's good now.
That's the story.
I think.
All
and,
right.
And she says, I don't like that I'm being... speculated and ridiculed upon on the radio and all this, and I'm like, but I don't think people are. I don't ever say a bad thing about her.
No, never once.
I don't think I've ever.
Elise is a sweet gal.
Anything I talked about in our personal lives reflects poorly on me.
Exactly.
So
you're,
anyway,
you're the scumbag.
I digress. Zach, tell everybody what you have on the news. Thank
on
you.
On the news?
Yeah.
All right, mostly news. I got to be honest this week, dude.
Yes.
It's that Pokemon Go nonsense.
You know, you defend me off the air, and then it's okay.
Well, what are you talking about?
No. But you want to, it's your job to goof on me. I get it. All right, tell me about the Pokemon Go.
Oh, I'm goofing? Oh, the scumbag line. Well, yeah.
The scumbag line.
No, I was kidding. Come on. That was a joke. That was a gag.
It's hilarious.
Thank you. I laughed. For laughs. So, Pokemon Go. That's what everybody's talking about.
Yeah.
Now, you've got it on your phone.
Yeah, because you did it.
Thanks to me.
Asswipe.
Your girlfriend plays it. And
yeah.
You should play it with her, Kevin, because... you know, it's good for your relationship.
Don't tell me you're gonna do a news story about how we should be playing Pokemon Go.
Exclusively.
I was really hoping you were gonna do an article about how Pokemon Go is retarded.
Okay,
I really
well,
was.
Here's what I got, okay? I'm gonna read you some headlines and you tell me, all right, if the story is real or fake based on Pokemon Go, all right?
You wanna do a game?
Kind of a game. I don't have a whole lot of news, gotta be honest. All right.
Let's play a game.
So I'll read you a headline, you tell me if it's legit. All
yeah,
right?
Go ahead.
I'll start with one. Simple. Robbers use the game Pokemon Go to lure victims to a remote location where they robbed them.
Absolutely true.
True.
I happen to have saw that headline, and you know what I thought?
Huh.
Hilarious.
All right, a 19-year-old woman in Big Wind River, Wyoming, while looking for a Pokemon, stumbled across a dead body in a river.
False.
Absolutely true.
That is true? Good God.
A woman is giving birth in a hospital, and her husband, mid-labor... spots a Pokemon and goes for it on his phone. True
false.
Or false? True.
Are these just all going to be true?
No, Kevin. They're not all going to be true.
Please tell me you made up a couple.
I got some fake ones.
Did you make up the fake ones?
Yeah.
All right.
No, where would I get the fake ones from?
I don't know.
All right. A bunch of cops see a gang of hoodlums in an alley and stop to pull them over and realize that not only are they not doing a drug deal, but they're instead playing Pokemon Go. True or false?
True.
True.
All right. That one, kind of, I can see that happening.
That one adds up.
I can see a pattern. I could see people doing all kinds of stupid stuff during this. Somebody playing tries to catch a Pokemon on the train tracks and ends up getting splattered or
I'm pretty
something.
Sure one guy died, right?
Well, I got an article about somebody who wrecked their car and ended up killing themselves doing the Pokemon
All right,
Go.
A woman, upon happened to be looking at her boyfriend's phone, debatably snooping, but we're not sure, noticed that he caught a Pokemon in Pokemon Go at his ex-girlfriend's place and figured out he was cheating on her. True or false?
You know what? This is a tough one. This one sounds a little made up to me. I'm gonna go false.
Definitely true.
Damn. I'm not good at this game.
People on
obviously.
Craigslist have been advertising themselves as Pokemon trainers at a rate of $20 an hour to take your phone and go out and catch Pokemon during the day while you're at work.
True.
True.
Somebody has to find a way to make money off this crap. In any way they possibly can. I'm astounded though. I mean,
yeah, maybe your brother could be a trainer.
Thank you, Mom. That's a little mean.
Thank you.
Come on, take it easy on Johnny.
Yeah.
You know what? I forgot about it after hearing his phone call last week.
Hey,
screw
hold on,
John.
Hold on. We got somebody asking what we're doing.
Somebody's got a question. Hey, hey, put him on the mic.
Hey, ho. This is the remote mic.
Come on over, man.
Hey, excuse me. Yeah, come over here.
Yeah,
here. I dig your shirt, by the way. Who's that? From the Sandlot?
Squints, man, from Sandlot.
All right, we got about 2 minutes till break. Let's throw him on.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Hey, what's up, dude?
You like Squints from Sandlot?
Squints from the Sandlot. Yeah, it's clever.
Tell us your name. Where does Sandlot rank in your favorite movies?
Okay, you know what? Favorite movies, and maybe a little far down the trough.
Yeah.
Not that it's not fantastic, but as far as comedies, it's up there. And as far as kids' movies, it's top five.
Yeah?
Like, as far as 90s movies go, even though it wasn't the 90s.
Okay. 90s
like,
movies,
but,
top five.
You know, you throw it in there.
I put it like number six.
It's a slam dunk.
It's such a great
It's got
flick.
Great characters. It's got good story. It's got good heart. I love it. Come on, tell us your name. Where you're from?
Garrett. I'm from Kansas City, and I love Sandlot.
Garrett from Kansas City loves Sandlot. What brought you to DFW?
Yeah.
Jobs, man. Jobs and friends. I mean, if you can see it right here, we
Yeah, you're here with a bunch of folks, of course.
I love this town.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. Let's give a round of applause for
Garrett from Kansas City. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. And Sandlot. Go Sandlot and go Squints.
Absolutely.
And Wendy Peppercorn, baby.
Wendy Peppercorn all day. All right, well, we are up against a break, but we'll be right back. You're listening to The Status Bro on RNCN live at Tacos and Tequila. We'll be right back.
Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/thestatusbroshow. Just as screwy as me, I didn't go to boarding schools. Boys will be boys. This is The Status Bro.
Yeah! Status Bro coming to you live from Tacos and Tequila, also known as TNT Downtown here in Dallas Uptown. I'm your host, Kevin Evelingen. Studio, makeshift studio, is at the Youngblood Lewis.
You know, you've criticized my choice of beverage this evening, sir. I don't want to talk about it.
What, because you get a margarita?
A margarita.
Yeah.
At a Tex-Mex place.
A fruity drink.
In Uptown Dallas.
The fruit for the fruit.
Outside. Right. It's hot out, man. It's like 102. Give me a break.
Oh, what? Like a frosty beer isn't cool enough?
Not quite as cool as a frosty margarites.
How are the margarites?
They're
here?
Tasty, man.
You know I'd drink them if I could. I just can't have simple. I can't have sugar anymore.
Yeah, but instead you're criticizing me and acting like I'm a, you know, a homosexual.
You also called me a scumbag, so.
Yeah. No, well, you know, you criticized the margarita before the show started.
You know what? Why don't we call it a wash for this week?
Yeah, All right. I'll take a wash.
Look, man, I haven't been able to pull up any of my stories, any of my stuff. I have nothing to tease.
Yeah, me neither.
I thought you had news.
That was it.
I wanted you to come over at 4 today, and you said, oh, no, I can't. I have to work on news.
You know, God's honest.
You didn't want to come over. You didn't want to hang out with Elise tonight. That's what it was.
I was trying to figure out how to get my new TV working. I bought a new TV.
You weren't working on news.
I wasn't working on news. I bought a new TV, yeah.
That's the only news story you had was Pokemon Blow?
There was like 7 stories in there. I had a bunch of different headlines. I had details that I didn't get to.
That's really all you got?
That's all I got.
All right. Well, you know what? I don't know where to go from here then. You know what? You know, I talked about my personal life in the first segment. I opened up. I let people know what's going on with me. Why don't you let us know what's going on with you? And you know what? Don't BS me here. Be honest, okay? Be honest, Zach. Brutal honesty from here on out is what I want.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to get real?
Yeah, I want to get real.
All right. So I kind of broke up with my girlfriend last week.
You did not kind of break up.
I kind of broke up.
Then why were you contemplating not going to the camp thing?
I want to hear this.
I was contemplating not going to the camp thing.
You gotta get real.
With our company.
You gotta be real, be real.
You want to give people the camp story?
All right, here's a camp story. So yeah. Zach and I also, we work at a PR firm here in Dallas. Real News PR, great company. We love it. Owned by Jeff Curley, former news anchor for Channel 8, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, Channel 11.
Something like that. Yeah. Anyway, we have a client who, on the PR side, not for the radio department, who has a camp here. Multiple locations called Our Way Camp. And basically, it's a summer camp for adults, meaning it's awesome. You go and they have blobs and they have zip lines and they have jet skis and they have booze. And you go and you stay in a cabin and it's like adult camp paradise. And as soon as our boss, who's super awesome, said, look, I want to take the company here at the end of the month. I'm going to pay for anybody who wants to go. So I'm like, I'm in. I'm going. No matter what, I am there. And Zach says, you know what? I actually have to go to an anime convention that weekend. I'm not going. And I'm like, this sucks. My partner at the office, my best friend, isn't going to go. I'm like, who am I going to hang out with? Right. This is going to blow. You can bring your significant other if you want, but it's like an extra $400 or something. So, I'm like, I don't know what to do here. So I'm major putting the screws to him to come with me on
major.
This.
Oh, my God.
He acts like he's resistant, but I know he wants to go just as much as I do. So you take it from there, Zach.
I've been going to this convention, this anime convention in Dallas, for like 6 years, man. Every year I've been dating my girlfriend.
How many times have you liked it?
It's a tradition. Now, I don't like it. And she knows I don't like it. Like, we all know I don't like it. But I go because I know she likes it.
It's called?
Important to her. A-Fest.
And you know I want to call it Gay Fest.
Of course you do.
So. Oh, man.
Yeah, so there's this convention thing that we go to every year. We get a hotel room. We stay at the Sheraton the whole weekend.
Tell our
it's
listeners,
great.
At one time, did you ever wear a costume?
No.
I saw you in a costume once at one of these. I swear.
Find the picture. Pull up that picture.
You got rid of it.
Go ahead.
You know what happened.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You wore a costume.
I never wore a costume. Never once, dude.
I swear to God.
God is my witness.
I saw you wearing some like aviator goggles.
No
way.
Suspenders.
He did.
Nope.
He just erased the evidence.
That never happened. Okay, what you're talking about actually did happen. That was at the Renaissance Festival in Houston.
All right.
Because I went
to
that. Anyway, I did dress up at that.
You did wear
that
a costume.
That happened.
Okay.
Yes.
Anyway, continue.
In a totally different event. Anyway, it's important to her, so I go because I know she likes doing it. Okay? She means a lot to me. It's important.
Right.
So, this thing comes up. We've already got the hotel room booked. I've already got my ticket. This thing comes up at work, and I say, listen, sorry, I can't do it. I already got a thing. And Kevin gives me absolute hell about it. Oh, my God. Nobody has put the screws to me like Kevin Ebeling about this thing. It was absurd.
Because I don't want to go by myself.
Oh, my God, he doesn't. And I can't blame him. Because we work with cool people, but we don't really hang out with
them. But we're not as close of friends, you know. It's just weird. You know, a co-worker thing is not quite the same as
right.
a friend or a significant other thing.
It's the same way. If Kevin wasn't going, I would feel the same way. I really would, honestly. But I've been in this weird place in my relationship lately. I have. I've been dating the same girl for 6 years, since high school. Oh, my God.
How old?
Since I was 16.
Since he was 16?
Yeah. Okay. But that doesn't add up. I'm like 24 now.
All right.
I was 18, I guess.
All right, we still got about 3 minutes left in this segment. You're getting real. I'm liking it. Keep
it's
going.
It's been a long time. The point is, I've gotten to a point where I'm starting to feel like, you know, maybe I'm just, maybe I lack some kind of perspective in life. Maybe I've been with the same person so long, I'm getting comfortable, but I'm not really happy where I'm at in my relationship. Maybe I need to try something new.
This is something I can't fault you for.
Right.
Because I've been in the exact same situation.
I think a lot of people have.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... You know, I get
you settle into a level of comfortability.
Yeah, comfortability. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have this conversation. I tell her, listen, you know what? You know, it's not you, it's me. I don't know where this is going. Maybe we should just take a break.
I'm sorry. I'm just laughing at the "it's not you, it's me" thing.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Keep going.
Yeah. So, man, I lost all my buzz on that. Straight laughing at me. You think of the Seinfeld George Costanza thing, right?
Like you,
I invented "it's not you,
when
it's
I
me."
I said the wrong girl's name last week. You didn't grab a couple laughs out of that?
I grabbed a couple of
there
laughs.
There you go.
So we have this long conversation, and we resolve, you know what, maybe we should try to work on some things. We try to smooth some things out in a relationship. Go out more. Have some more
a
fun.
A very mature response.
Bang more. That's a big important one.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes that doesn't happen.
That's a problem.
So that's what we've been doing. And I pitched this camp thing, all right, last night.
You've been banging more?
Hours before. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Hours before, because Kevin has been putting the screws to me like nobody's business. This guy won't let me off the leash. And finally, she totally goes for it. But I feel bad because I feel like she's only going for it because I almost broke up with her.
But
and that sucks. That's a crappy
that
reason
sucks.
To say, oh, yeah, you can do something because I don't want a relationship to end if you don't. and I feel bad.
I can see it all three ways. I can see it her way, where she's worried that your relationship is in shambles and she wants to try to repair it, so she lets you go. I can see where you're saying, maybe I need to split off a little bit, and I can see where I have been relentlessly ball-breaking on this.
Yeah. Kevin has been brutal. I legitimately made a bet with him at one point.
From a personal and emotional standpoint, you're at every... Yeah, we did have a bet.
Yeah, an exchange of services involving drug and alcohol against Kevin not doing this to me anymore. Like, it got so bad. It really did. So
I'm talking about how much fun I'm going to have at the lake and all this stuff.
It was
stuff.
Killer.
I'm
like, he's like sending me emails with videos and like,
I'm going to have to find somebody else to launch me off the blob.
By
like,
the way, God's honest, you got to look into this thing, because not only do I think they don't have a blob there.
They do have a blob.
They have a blob at some of the camps. The one we're going to, I don't think they do.
If they don't have a blob, I'm out.
Also, yeah, see?
I'm kidding. I'm still
also,
I'm still
they have, what does free tail beer mean? What is that? If you look on the website, it says we have free tail beer. I'm like, what?
Free tail and beer would make much more sense.
Free tail beer? We also have Not Your Father's Root Beer, which is great, but very sugary. You can't drink that all day.
Is free tail like a brand of beer?
No, I don't know what it is.
I don't care what it is. If it's alcoholic and it's included, I'm going to drink it.
I'm telling you, basically...
I'm going to guzzle it.
They have Not Your Father's Root Beer and Smirnoff Ice. That's what we've got.
They're going to go and let us do reckless things while we're hammered.
You're not
this
drinking a
blast.
Margarita because of the sugar, and all they're going to have is booze loaded with sugar.
You think they're going to say you're too drunk, you can't go ziplining?
I think you're not going to want to drink because there's going to be too much sugar. Well, you're very particular that way.
That may be true. They don't have hard alcohol there?
I mean, I don't think so.
We got to bring this up for it, huh?
Yeah, we got to sort this out.
I was riding high on this.
Yeah.
You know what? Well, we do have to take a break, and I have a ton of stuff to come back with. I don't.
Yeah,
we still have to take a break. You're listening to The Status Bro live at Tacos and Tequila on RNCN. We'll be right back.
You're listening to The Status Bro. Listening to The Status Bro.
Status Bro coming to you live from Tacos and Tequila here in Uptown Dallas, Fort Worth. I'm your host, Kevin Ebeling, with Zach Young with Lewis.
Hey.
And this episode, ladies and gentlemen, is what we love to call a clusterfuck. And you know what? It's been about 2 years since I was actually able to let loose and curse on the air, but tonight I just do not give a shit, and it feels great.
Yeah.
Zach, thank you for being here.
We're going to have to go... You realize after this, we have to go right back to Censored, right?
Yeah.
But let's enjoy it while it lasts.
Indeed. Let's make this a monumentally uncensored episode.
So there's been something going on in your house, as it were.
What, my house?
I understand you control the phone bill.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
How did that work out?
I don't know. It kind of sucks. my mom, my brother, my sister, and me are on the same plan. I manage it. I pay the bill. And all right, so my brother who lives down in L.A., he's a bit absent-minded at times. I hope he can hear me right now. He's on the line, right?
Hold on. Why is your father not on the bill?
Because his is through his company,
oh,
his company
gotcha.
Phone.
Well, that rocks.
Yeah, so
I
managed a phone bill. Whatever. Originally, we had a plan that was like 3 gigs or some shit. I don't remember.
Yeah.
And I upgraded it to like 20.
It's 2016.
And I'm like, there was no fucking way John can go over 20 gigs of data. We have 10 days left on our billing cycle, and I get a message that's like, you've used 90% of your data. And I'm like, all right, what the hell's going on here? I look at it. I've used about 2.
Yeah.
My mom's used about 2.
Which is a lot.
Anne's used about 2.
Yeah.
And John's used about 7. What the hell is he doing?
You know, it's got to be a combination of GPSs, watching videos, maybe setting his
John,
phone
what
as
are you
hotspot.
Doing? What are you doing?
What?
What are you doing with the phone bill?
We've got John on the line.
Oh, it's the best thing, Kevin. I just discovered Apple Music. Now, how it works is you pay $10 a month and you can stream anything you want.
How it works is I pay $10 a month.
No, I pay the $10 a month. You pay the
data.
The full boat.
Right. Yeah, but it's so great and it's so freeing to just be able to do what I want, when I want.
You know,
I would imagine that is free.
I want to ask about this a little bit because I don't know anybody that uses it. Is Apple Music really cool? Actually, because I don't
really
know.
Cool.
It really is.
Every
I don't know anybody that uses it.
I'm getting billed the extra couple gigs for this, and Zach's like really intrigued with Apple Music.
This is interesting. Give me a second.
The other day, and I listened to an entire Jimi Hendrix album. It was so great.
Why not go for something like Spotify?
And I'm sorry?
Why not go for like Spotify?
Oh, Spotify, you can't, can you pick whatever song you want and listen to that song on Spotify?
I think so.
Pretty much, pretty close.
But I mean, I think it's a similar service, so.
There's the obnoxious ads and, you know.
That's true.
Dude, I'm telling you, there's no way this Apple Music thing is accounting for all of this data. I mean, once a week,
Kevin,
I come on and I do Facebook Live for an hour straight. Without using Wi-Fi, and I've never come close to going over.
You know, and if I go out and eat, I want to watch a movie or something on Netflix.
Oh, my God.
And then the GPS. I use GPS everywhere. I never remember where I'm going.
Well, yeah, that is true.
GPS doesn't take up that much data. Zach and I use it all the time in our business.
GPS uses a lot.
Well, I don't know what to tell you then. I don't know what it is.
He doesn't know what to tell me.
Look,
my mom thinks she has it figured out. Hold on, let me open up the mic here. Mom, what do you think it is?
Johnny, by any chance, were you reading your script today online?
Oh, I've done that. Yeah.
How would that take up data?
Well, it takes hours to read Brian's script.
Yeah.
But that should be like a PDF or something. I'm not buying it.
Just a thought.
I don't like reading or doing things like that at my apartment. I like to do it when I'm out, you know, if I'm at the beach or I'm driving.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
I'm somewhere, you know what I mean? Yeah.
The funny thing is I bust John's balls about
the
scripts, this.
It's right. The movies, it's porno, it's whatever I want to do when I'm...
Okay, this is something I wanted to ask you, and I want you to be honest about this. So you will do, you're a porn from phone guy, because I know Zach does this.
I am.
Zach goes, you never worried you're going to pull out your phone and a porn you had pulled up still going to be there? And I'm like, no, because
you do it on your iPad.
I use my cell phone to look at porn.
No, but you have an iPad, so
I don't use my iPad either.
We don't. What do you use?
I'm strictly, strictly desktop.
Strictly computer, man?
MacBook.
Really?
MacBook only.
Look at you. That's old school.
2002?
Yeah.
There's no good place to set my MacBook in my bathroom either, so I have a towel in there, and I kind of prop it up on the towel because, you know, I'm a very clean, hygienic person. I like to shoot straight into the toilet.
2004.
So I have a whole setup. But I would never look at porn on my phone. It's too tiny.
2004 called. They want their pornography back, Kevin.
Exactly.
You don't have to full screen it. Good Lord.
What, are you guys going to gang up on me about
it's
the porno?
It's HD. You can watch it on your phone.
How often do you do that, though? Like, the mood strikes, and so you just do it from your cell phone. How often are we talking here?
Hey, you guys ever do
once
this?
A day.
You ever,
for me.
You ever turn on your GPS to go somewhere and then hours later you realize you never turned the GPS off?
No, I actually do turn it off.
I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I'm not sure what to get from that.
Either way...
I do turn it off.
I do have to defend John in one aspect of this. Whenever he does this bullshit, he tries to reimburse me for it. And he's like, hey, look, I'll send you the cash. And I get like this email that's like, so-and-so user of Bank of America wants to transfer $25 to your account. And I can't figure it out. And every time, I'm just like, fuck it. So
what if he tries?
I eat it every time because I can't figure it out.
Well, that's not his fault.
I know. That's why I said I'm defending him.
All right. Yeah, you are defending him.
I can't defend you on the cell phone porno thing, all right? That's just weird.
Dude, everybody does
it's
that.
It's weird that you use your laptop.
It is weird.
How is that weird? It's full screen.
You can get viruses and stuff.
I got a retina display on this damn thing.
A retina display?
Yeah.
That thing came out in like 2010, dude. Come on.
Okay,
give me a break.
Is a new MacBook. This came out in 2010.
I would bet anything the screen on my phone works better than the screen on that MacBook.
No way.
Yeah.
All right, do we got somebody who wants to weigh in here? Anybody in the
audience? Can anybody give us a tip here? Anybody
Charles,
know?
Charles. Hey. Sir Charles.
You want to come on? Yeah, here you are. Here.
Hit a mic. Oh,
Charles.
A mic? That's awesome.
Charles, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
So ask us, do you ever use your phone to look at porn?
Yeah.
Only when I put my VR headset on.
All right. Not bad.
He's joking, though. He's not being honest with us.
No, for real.
Come on.
Yeah, because otherwise that screen is way too small.
What do you use otherwise?
Huh?
Laptop or iPad?
I have a desktop. I don't
a
use
desktop.
Laptops. I got
yes.
for real 25-inch ultra-wide screen.
I love this guy. See, he knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah, all right. Maybe I'm on the wrong track
here. John, don't let.
See, the best
Zach
part about an ultra-wide
well.
Screen is you can put two movies on at once.
That is
one on
true.
Either side.
Look, it's 2016, all right? We're modern men. I think using our phones is acceptable.
We're modern men.
It's
Zach
true.
Loves that line. I never
How
understood.
Big of a... screen do you need to see porn?
Yeah.
You know what? John has somewhat of a point here in the sense that as soon as porn got like super HD, it started to gross me out a little bit. I started
really?
To see things that I didn't want to see.
That's where it got gross?
It got a little
when it got better?
It got a little gratuitous.
All right.
So, yeah.
I think the 60 frames a second, that's what did me in.
What does
I'm
that even mean?
Whoop up on all of you for watching porn.
If you have to ask, buddy, you
Thanks,
don't
Mom.
Know.
And thank you, Charles.
Yeah,
thank you, Charles.
Glad to hear mom is there and weighing in on the porn.
She is. Well, she wants to know what the data thing's all about, too.
Okay, so Charles said that he uses the desktop. Now, Zach, I happen to know for a fact you have a desktop
in
your apartment. Do you use that ever?
I have before, yeah, of course.
And now, Zach's is like, for anyone out there, if you've ever watched The Matrix and you go in like the cockpit and you see Cypher sitting there with like 100 computer screens
and a keyboard, I don't mess
around. That's what Zach's little command center looks like in his apartment.
God, you really have to call it a command center? My mom calls it a command center.
It's just like that.
Makes me feel like such a dweeb.
That's where I picture it. That's where I picture Zach throwing one.
No, he just said he does it to his phone.
Hold on. You picture Zach throwing one. Weed.
Yep, you got it.
You picture that often? Like, how frequently does that happen?
Hey, this is lifestyle assessment, y'all, right?
We're getting into the nitty gritty here.
This is what we do here.
So, real quick, I want to clarify. There's a bunch of people walking around wearing Christmas outfits right now.
It's Christmas in July.
Oh, well, yeah, it's Christmas in July. It's just, you know, it fits.
I keep forgetting to mention that.
Yeah. Christmas in July out at Tacos and Tequila. Come on out.
Yeah, we're having a good time. All right, Johnny, look, is there anything else you got to add? Because I got to take a break here.
No, I'm just going to keep living and loving it and using that data.
Hey, John, thanks for that 30-second clip last week, man. That was great.
Oh, sure. I loved it. I loved calling in.
That was good stuff.
I love when Kevin screws up big time like that.
All right, well, we got to take a break. Thanks, Johnny.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah, love you.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back after this quick break live at Tacos and Tequila on RNCN. You're listening to The Status Bro.
Keep the party going after the show with exclusive content available only at facebook.com/The Status Bro Show. Listening to The Status Bro. If you won't talk about it, they will. This is The Status Bro.
Status Bro coming to you live from Tacos and Tequila in Uptown Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm your host, Kevin Ebling, with Zach the Youngblood Lewis.
How's it going?
The very lovely Stephanie Jaco sitting in with us for the final segment.
Stephanie Jaco.
Say hello again.
Hi, guys.
There we go.
There she is.
Sorry, you know, I'm kind of flying by the seat of my pants this week.
Yeah, you just don't want to hear me talk. That's all. I get it.
No, you're going to be a very important installation in the upcoming program we have right after this. DJ CC on
That's
air
true.
Will be live at 7:30. And Stephanie brought the trivia. She always does.
I
love that.
The trivia.
Because I love the trivia.
You know what? Oh, sorry. We're getting some feedback.
A little bit of back feed, as it were.
Sorry. Yeah. Let me step back.
So what do you find? This is like bar trivia, right? Pub trivia?
No,
you find this kind of stuff.
When we do JJCC on air, a lot of it is the importance of interviewing local, professionals and that kind of thing. But
young professionals.
I just want to drink and have fun. And so whenever Stephanie brings the trivia, I'm like, yes.
Yes.
Let's do exactly
that.
That's
a good time.
Not that I don't enjoy the interviews, but I mean, come on. The trivia is the big buildup. So in the first segment, maybe first second segment, we'll be interviewing a couple of Dallas area young professionals. I mean, that is what we do, after all.
Yeah.
But in the next 2 seconds, we're going to be doing some pub trivia
and everyone who wants to be involved. See what you guys are made of.
I love it.
Yeah. All right. So in this segment, I wanted to talk about, have you ever bartended?
Have I ever bartended?
Bar, as it were?
Legally? No.
Let's just go in general.
I used to bartend for parties for my parents' friends when I was in high school. Like backyards at pool parties and things like that. But since I've been of legal drinking age, no, I've never bartended.
Okay, so when you were young, just because I have this article here about bartenders, they say the strangest thing they've ever found in bathrooms. And this is, I'm fascinated with bathroom behavior in general, so I had to pull this up. I was wondering if this is something you ever seen. The first one, this is from Amanda. She was 16.
Okay.
She said, at my first bar job ever, hostessing and promoting for a venue in New York City, a girl passed out with her pants down in the bathroom. And since I was the only girl on staff, I had to go in and pull them up for her.
Yeah.
Really?
That doesn't surprise me, to be perfectly honest. If it was a Saturday night, that I can see that happening.
It's not out of the realm of possibility.
Sadly, no. Especially in New York City. I'm from up north, so I've been to the city quite a few times, and on some occasions, I would not be surprised if that were the case.
Okay, well, this next one is even less surprising to me. I don't have the age of the person, but this one's from Rosie. She says, I found poop on the seat. She says, how do you even do that?
Yeah.
Molly shells on the floor.
Molly shells?
And at one time after a private event, I opened the closet to put stuff away, and there was two girls peeing into to-go cups. All right, that's a little much, but I'm going to talk about the poop on the seat. Because
that's a phenomenon that we see almost every day.
I remember once when I was like 4 years old, I accidentally pooped on the seat.
How?
Since 26 years after, I don't think it's ever happened.
You were trying to pop a squat, weren't you? That's how it happened.
I don't know how it happened. I was four. All right, give me a break.
He was popping a squat.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I was never on board with the squatty potty thing.
No?
No.
Yeah, but the commercials say it's the best thing for you.
The squat and shit,
use.
I just don't get
their websites to say that's a myth.
They had those at iHeart when we worked there.
Anatomically, yeah. It's supposed to be the best way for you to...
You think it's
to
legit?
Evacuate?
Yeah.
To what?
It's supposed to clear you out better.
Oh, come on, Stephanie. Would you really take a shit like that?
No, but they
do
it.
Neither would I. That's what I'm saying.
I've used it.
I shouldn't say
You've
that.
You've not used it.
I've totally used it.
Did you feel like you got a bigger
output? No, it didn't feel any different. That was the problem. I was like, it feels the same.
Yes.
It doesn't feel any different.
There's no difference.
No difference at all.
Now, when it comes
to... Your colon thanked you, though.
To this particular activity, I feel like after millions and hundreds of millions of years of evolution, if this is the way we were supposed to shit, then that's how everybody would be shitting.
Popping a squat?
They still do in India. That's what they do in India, man.
It's true.
Just saying.
Can you imagine traveling over there and just... You go to the bathroom, you walk in, there's just a hole in the ground, that's it?
Yeah, dude.
You'd freak out.
Remind me to mark going to India off my bucket list.
I think you have to
Because I might have to actually shit into a bucket.
A block to find an actual Western toilet there.
You gotta have something to sit on. That's your problem.
I gotta have something to sit on. Now, this is, you know, I'm a finicky pooper. I have a whole process at work.
Indeed.
I call it the third floor office.
Third floor office.
I go to the third floor because nobody's ever in that bathroom. If somebody is, I'm out.
Now, see, I go for the seventh floor because I won't go on the same floor as we're on, but I won't go for the third floor either.
I rate this in a stoplight system. There's the green, the yellow, and the red.
Okay.
The green situation is I go in there. There's nobody in the bathroom. There's two open stalls, and I get to do my thing. I
Good
grab the
go.
Paper towels. I clean off the seat.
Rev
I sit down. Nice and comfortable. Nice and clean. Then there's the yellow.
You still do... Hold on. You still do the dish soap, the soap thing?
Oh, hell yes, I do that.
Do you really?
Yes.
You soap down the seat.
Every single time. I grab four paper towels in the left hand, four in the right.
I'm not gonna
lie. I soak
one
under the sink. I put soap on it, and then I literally clean the seat of the toilet and wash it before, because I can't do the paper thing, because I need to be comfortable in order to shit.
I think I'm going to need Kevin to come to my house and clean my bathroom.
Yeah.
That sounds like a cleaner bathroom.
He would be doing...
Mine.
Yeah, he'd be doing
I'll
me
tell you
a
what
solid.
I can't do is I can't do the crinkly paper. Like, you put that cover on.
Oh, the toilet paper cover?
Relax at all because
no.
I'm telling you, my body moves even like a millimeter and it's like, and I'm just like, I can't do it.
Yeah, no, it's no good.
I can't get comfortable. I gotta be comfortable. There's no way I'm gonna be able to come comfortable with one
it's
the paper.
It's an essential point in public pooping.
And do the squat. So the green light is nobody's in there. The yellow is I sit down and then somebody else comes in.
Which is
and
the
some
worst.
Some guy starts taking a dump.
I hate
me,
that.
And I hate that. I don't want to hear anyone else.
You don't
want to
hear
shitting.
The noise.
I don't want to hear the noise.
Me neither.
I don't want to be in the same room as someone who's shitting.
I agree.
I can't stand that, but I will.
Yeah.
I'll fight through it.
The half-inch think recycled composite wall in between us with the stall door, that's just not going to do it. It doesn't cover it.
There are two red lights. There are two evacuate immediately. Like, this is just not going to work. Someone's in one of the stalls already.
Already.
And number two, someone has taken such a gigantic dump that it won't flush. And if I can't clear it out first, then there's no way I'm sitting on it. Because this is what happens. I come in and I look at the toilet and somebody's got a floater in there. Which I'm like, how do you do this? These are industrial strength toilets. They would suck a bowling ball through those pipes.
Those things
if they had
rocket
to.
Shit through
what
the pipes.
What is wrong with you? So I look in and I see it and I'll push the button and if it flushes, I'm like, okay, I'm good.
And you feel dirty pushing
I let
the button,
it flush,
don't you?
And then
don't
I,
you? Right?
I, oh, yeah, of course.
Flushing somebody
I,
else's?
I
yeah.
use my knuckle, this part of my knuckle right here. That's exactly what I do. There are all kinds of various digits involved in this process. Yeah. And so then I go to the toilet and, I flush the toilet.
Yeah.
Hoping that it will clear out.
Uh-huh.
Hoping that someone hasn't laid waste. Do you
get concerned that specks are like flying up in the air, right?
Hell hasn't exploded out of
someone's
ass.
Because that totally
happens. It just won't go. Oh, yeah, that's why I do this.
Right.
I flush it, let everything dissipate.
Uh huh.
Then I get my TP and I wash it all off. I take my jacket off. I hang it on the door.
Yes.
And then I sit down and then I'm good to go.
And then you do your process.
Yes. And I've never.
This has already been a 30 minute process at this point.
Right.
So
I've got it down to I can do it fast, but I've never once squeezed out a poop that wouldn't be flushed by an office building toilet. And if I ever do, then I'll resign from the office toilets. Well, I will. I won't ever shit there again. I promise.
I will tell you this. Now that I've heard the extravagant nature of your bathroom visits, I think I'm going to actually think about it the next time I use a public toilet. However, here's the problem. As a woman...
Will women drop one at work?
Yes, you would be surprised. Yes, they do. And here's the problem for us is we can't tell if you're just quick peeing or you have to take a poop because
you've got to use
a closed stall no matter what. So you can't just walk in and know what's happening. So I don't get the luxury
because
of
no
knowing
guy
what's
except
going on.
Zach goes into stall to take a squeege.
Okay.
He goes to urinate.
I don't do that as much anymore. I swear. I've been working on it. I've been practicing.
He's weaning off.
I've been doing drills. I'm proud of myself. I really am.
I've never once walked into a bathroom and this guy was comfortable enough to take a piss.
We'll go to the bathroom right now, right after this segment. It'll happen.
I swear. I don't ever want to go to a ball
you
game
and
with
I
this
will
guy.
Go.
He's going to be the one guy or a concert. He's
I
be
will
one
produce.
Guy.
It's going to happen, man. I swear. All right? I've been training.
Eight-year-old kids feel comfortable enough to take
I've
a piss next to me.
I've got a shy bladder, my friend. Is there anything wrong with that? I don't think so. It happens to everybody. A lot
Zach,
of men
it's okay.
Problem.
I have to go in the stall to pee, too, so don't worry
okay,
about
yeah,
it.
Okay, yes, I'm not alone.
She can't piss in the urinal. Oh, my God. All right. You know,
yeah, play the music.
we got to wrap things up. We are live at Tacos and Tequila on the Status Pro. I want to thank everyone who came out. Charles, Stephanie, thank you so much. My own mother. We got to sign off. I'm your host, Kevin Emling. Was that the Youngblood Lewis?
I need another drink.
This is the Status Pro. We'll see you next week on RNCN. Kid, rock it up and down your block, but with a bottle of scotch and watch lots of crotch. Buy a yacht with a flag saying chillin' the most. Then rock that bitch up and down the coast. Give a toast to the sun, drink with the stars, get thrown in the mix. You're listening to RNCN, the digital destination for premium talk radio.